Laura will come and share our gospel reading.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who went before you."
David's choosing to stick with just the song makes me aware of the time a bit. I'll give you a couple thoughts. First is an image I read this week, and I wondered if Louise Mudrock might be able to confirm this, that there are many churches in the northern Midwest from Scandinavian origins. I'm guessing a lot are Lutherans, but it could be others as well, that have an altar rail at the front for people to come up to receive communion. But in those churches, the rail is a half circle around the communion table, the altar table. And the idea is that the other half circle behind, in some churches behind the wall it is the cemetery, but that the other half circle is all those who have gone on before, completing the circle, the community of God's saints who gather at that table. I've always loved Linda Nicholson's insight that when they did insulation in this ceiling, they discovered there was this whole space up there, right, that you all insulated. Did I hear with something from jeans? I heard some weird thing the other day. Anyway, that there's a space up there, and that somehow I believe in that space, our great cloud of witnesses is always near us. Hebrews says, "Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has now taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God." As Andrea Staffeld said, it is a time that calls for perseverance. There are mornings we wake up and it is heavy. There is a weight. There is sadness. There is much grief and pain in our world. And I simply lift up to you these beatitudes, these blesseds, to say I do not think we read these as a prescriptions, as a list of shoulds. You should be this way, so you will get blessed. I think we're invited to hear these blessings as a description of of the reality that Jesus is saying that those who are blessed, we are blessed, not in spite of, but in the midst of all the ways we struggle and mourn. In our humility, in our powerlessness, in our limitations, in our longing, in our hunger and thirst for justice and righteousness and peace. And surely right now we know a lot about that. We long to be peacemakers and we don't know how. We cry for mercy to flow and see anger and violence and war. We can feel powerless, poor, inadequate. But somehow there are blessings to be received in the middle of it all. That is Jesus' teaching. The paradox of the kingdom of God is it can never be found by using the world's methods. It does not operate on the world's values. It cannot be achieved by power or fame or success. Paul said, "When I am weak, then I am strong." The way of Christ is the way of the cross. Paul again wrote, "It is foolishness and folly to this world's ways of thinking. It is the way of the poor in spirit, the meek, the humble, the merciful, the peacemaker in a world of war, the way of hungering and thirsting, and for even being persecuted for trying to do what is right. But this is also the way of blessing, of living in the flow of God's mercy, of knowing God's presence. This is the way of peace in the midst of conflict, of rejoicing in the middle of struggle and suffering. I don't know how this works, but I believe it is true. It is the gospel. It is the good news of Christ Jesus, that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate any of us from the love of God shown to us in Christ Jesus. That we are all God's beloved. We are all the family of God. All of us together. And we come to this table, the table of Jesus Christ, to remember this. We are not alone. We're only half the circle. And all those others who have blessed us and made us who we are, they're here with us. All these saints throughout the ages are here with us to strengthen us, encourage us, call us to keep on doing our part. And here, all of us get a taste of the kingdom of heaven. God's realm is already here and now among us, in the middle of all our struggles and sufferings. God's realm is already here, available in the middle of this beautiful and broken world. So here we come to remember the good news, to celebrate that God's Spirit has not given up on us or our world, that God's Spirit is in us and among us, and the Spirit is always at work to shine light in the darkness, to shine light through us.